When they say they love animals, most people mean they love domestic pets. In other words, they love animals they can own. I've always put myself on a higher plane than these pseudo-animal lovers. I've never wanted to own a watered-down domestic lap warmer. My idea of animal loving is catching a glimpse of a wild creature in its habitat. I like to imagine that if I had a pet, it would be a wild one. A fox, maybe. Or a falcon. Which is why I was somewhat dismayed and not a little humbled recently to find myself in possession of a dog. A Hurricane Harvey refugee, a black and white heeler mutt, Sadie. I thought I had a small heart for domestic pets, but I was mistaken, evidently. Sadie has nuzzled her way into my heart. Mornings nowadays, you'll find me running or walking with this semi-domestic creature who now seems completely devoted to me. Why? Who knows? Sadie had not read my resume, evidently. She loves me despite my bad attitude. Loves? I'm not naive. I know I can be replaced. I had to rename her. Sadie is too ladylike a name. This dog is afraid of geese. She revels in dead things. And her other bad habit is unmentionable. She gets bored of fetch after about 3 goes. She has this little scrim of white above her lip that looks like a milk mustache. So cute. What did I do to deserve this? This dog. Shady. I'm Chris Fink, and that's my perspective.